Hey, it's Dion with Driving Motivation. We're always talking less talking. We're talking way more doing. Today's topic is how to delete mommy guilt in 2019 once and for all. I have figured it out. 2018 for me has been a year of pushing, of pulling, opening new doors. Doing things that I just wouldn't normally do in business to try to get places that I want to go. I am not walking into 2019 with what ifs or fears. I've actually already got the ball rolling, so I can just keep pushing the snowball uphill. So how do you delete the mommy guilt? Let's get to that. You have to have 100% on board a great support team. I have a small support team. It's me. It's my husband. Oh my God, I am so grateful, so blessed, so thankful to have a man who supports me and supports my dreams. As a mompreneur, fempreneur, boss mom, mom boss, whatever you want to call yourself, if you out here doing the darn thing, you need a support team. Your spouse can be an excellent support, whether it's verbally, helping with the kids, rooting you on. You're already driven. You're a boss mom for a reason, but you need that support to keep it going. The second thing you need is after school care, before school care, whatever it is, hire it out. Do what you can so you can do your thing. So that has been my lesson for 2018, to just encourage my support team, support my support team. I'm so thankful for my husband. He's transitioning in his career. He's moving up and, you know, stretching his wings wider at the same time as I still want to keep going. But we keep supporting each other. It's very important in the new year to do that. Keep pushing, keep pulling, but mainly get your support team so you can delete mommy guilt. Happy New Year! Hey, this is Dion with Driving Motivation. We're talking less talking. We're always talking way more doing. As the year comes to a close, we are talking about eradicating mommy guilt in 2019. We are not putting up with mommy guilt. And how do you not put up with it? You be proactive. What are the things you need to do? Number one, we already said it. You need a support team. You need a solid support team. You need to support your support team. Get yourself a support team. Number two, what do you do to delete mommy guilt? Communicate with that support team. That's right. Don't be cheap. Don't be saying, oh, I'm just going to be a little bit late. No. Treat your support team with respect. Can you stay an additional 30 minutes? I can pay you for that. Always offer to pay, because remember, the support team is in charge of holding down your house, holding down your kids, holding down whatever they're doing, whether it's cleaning people, which I have, or it's mother's helpers, which I have that come in my house and help me out. Whatever it is, the things that they are taking care of is more important than actually my dream job. So I need them to be paying attention to my kids. I need them to be not burning down my house. So support your support team. How do you do that? Communicating with them, letting them know if you're going to run late, letting your husband know, hey, I got the kids. As soon as you get in, go take a jog, go, you know, do whatever you want to go do, you know, just to whoever is in your corner and you know they like something, support your support team by bringing them something. Do nice things for them. Be kind to them. Remember, those are the people who are handling it and holding it down while you get to do your dreams. So I love the excitement and adrenaline of doing my dreams, of killing it, killing a lion and all that trash talk I like to talk. But at the end of the day, there's nothing more important than my wonderful husband, my beautiful kids, my home, and, you know, all those things that God has given us. So I need those people on my support team, guess what, to have frequent communication so they know when I'm running late, so they don't feel taken for granted. You want to support your support team. Number one, delete mommy guilt by getting a support team. Number two, supporting your support team with frequent communication and being generous. All right, this is Dion with Driving Motivation. We're always talking less talking. We're talking way more doing. We're talking about being generous to our support team by talking to them. Don't just show up all late and sloppy and act like they're supposed to take that. No, they have things to do too. Respect each other and life will be good. That's all I gotta say. Have a great day. 2019, here we come.
Hey, it's Dion.
Dion with Driving Motivation. We're always talking less talking. We're talking way more doing. This is the final talk for the year. The final talk is about deleting mommy guilt in 2019. And we have come up with solutions. How to delete mommy guilt in 2019. Number one, get support. Number two, support your support. Be generous with your support. Number three, easy peasy. Well, not so easy, but I can say the best thing to delete mommy guilt is after you've done all of that, you have to be present when you're present, wherever it is. If you're at a client's office, you're at that client's office individually. When you are at home, at the dinner table, you are not on Facebook, you are not at work, you are present with your family and with your kids. Be present when you're present. That is the best way we are going to delete all the mommy guilt in 2019. Delete it. We're going to keep pushing forward. We're going to keep going with all of our dreams. And we will delete mommy guilt once and for all.